about the biggest conversations with trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk a Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
The facts are glaring. It's point blank.
It's better to have little that there's blessings of God than to have much more that there's no blessings of God.
But people need to see, know, and hear.
When you return that money, you hear the name.
Whatever is not yours, even if you kill yourself, it won't come. That's my opinion.
So do share the facts on Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
Hard Facts. With Kimberly, 3 to 6 p.m. Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
I am here, I promise you, and I've been here for a minute. I was just trying to get the hang of a few things and get in touch with my guest, but I've been informed he would not be available today. Majid Sahiro would not be joining me on the roundtable, out of town for a project. So it's just the two of us. You like that? I know you love your Majid, but hey, you have to make do with just me today. And I have to make do with just you today. So I'm going to trust on you seriously to help me review some of the big stories today. As usual, we're going to start off with the roundtable, looking at some of the big stories driving conversation. And then we'll look at the tech summit coming up in... I don't want to mix up the date, but it's coming up pretty soon. And the focus is on education, entrepreneurship, and employment. And I'll have some guests from the U.S. Embassy join me in the studio for that conversation. And now we're looking at some of the big stories that made 2021 tick. Yes, It's going to be open mic, like you'll be telling me some of those big events and big stories of the year. As the year winds down gradually, it's time to take stock as much as we're preparing. I know on the Morning Crossfire show, you're already looking at what would set the trend and event for 2022. That is good. We're going to catch up with the Morning Crossfire show in a bit. But for now, we're going to look at some of these big stories that made 2021 rock. I know the year is still on. A lot can still happen. But we'll talk about it nonetheless. So welcome to Hard Facts. My name is Kimberly Machiku. You can call me Kim, or you can call me the Oracle, like that L loves to call me. And I'll be here till 7. Once I'm done, the A team will be here. And then the gorgeous Black Coffee will take over from 10 to 1 a.m. for Talk Night with Black Coffee. You know what to expect today. So I'm going to go on a quick break. When I return, we'll get started looking at the big, big stories. Yesterday, I started off the show talking about a lot of people falling sick, having the flu and bit of fever. You know, places you go to be like, oh, I just don't understand this weather. Is it AA people? I said nothing like that. People are just falling sick. So please, do take care of yourself. Stay healthy. Make sure you get your vitamins, the nutrient that is required from a balanced diet, stay hydrated, drink plenty of water. No, tea does not substitute water or soda or Zobo or Kunu or any of those things. Water, clean water is what you need alongside all of this other liquid you want to enjoy at the end of the day. So once you're healthy, we're good. I'm going to break now and we'll be back in a bit.
It's better to have little than the blessings of God that you have much more than the small blessings of God.
But people need to see, know, and hear.
When you return that money, you hear the message.
Whatever is not yours, even if you kill yourself, it's not coming. That's my opinion.
So do share the facts on Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
Hard Facts. With Kimberly, 3 to 6 p.m. Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Okay, had to sort some things out, but I'm good to go. Let's look at some of the stories. I'll reel them out, and then you get to share your thoughts on the stories with me. And it means that we have to open up the phone lines a lot early. Just wanted to be sure we have that going also, which is pretty good. So let's start with this. You know, ASUU has been huffing and puffing for a bit. No, There's no strike just yet. Don't worry about that. They've been given warning and hints and all of that. They had, you know, a phase where they said, oh, we're going to go on strike and all of that. And then government responses, see, every agreement we've had with ASUU has been under duress. They almost figuratively twist us into agreeing into certain things. And so when we can implement them, they start to say, oh, but the government is reneging on its promise. Meanwhile, it's under duress. And, you know, you start to wonder, duress, quite interesting, that they'll put a proposition before you to go on strike and then you'll be forced to. And at that point, you know, you'd have told Nigerians, see, this thing is not workable, it's not practicable, we do not have the resources for it. And everybody will start to look at where we can, you know, save up a little. But if you prioritize education, I mean, you should not be talking about anything being done under duress when it comes to education and health in the first instance, right? Right? Okay then. So, but let's get to it. You're the analyst. I don't want to do too much of that. I'll get your take on it because the government also has a valid argument in what their challenge is in terms of resources required to meet some of the demand, as much as ASUU has every right to place those demands on the government also. So the Academic Staff Union of Universities on Tuesday lamented that the federal government has turned its members to farmers and taxi drivers. ASUU accused the federal government of deliberate attempt at impoverishing university lecturers by its blunt refusal to implement the Memorandum of Action signed with the union in 2020. And the coordinator of ASUU Lagos Zone, Comrade Adelaja Odukoya, stated this while addressing journalists at the end of the zonal meeting of the union held at the Federal University of Agriculture, Abeokuta, in Ogun State. Odukoya, now flanked by the branch chairman for the zone, said academic members have been impoverished by the federal government, and the union tackled members of the National Assembly for earning between 1.5 million and 1.3 million monthly to the detriment of professors with 416,000 naira monthly take home. That's professors, doesn't mean every single lecturer earns that much. The ASUU Lagos coordinator declared there is no going back on its planned strike action unless the government meets with his demand, and lamented poor remuneration of ASUU members, saying the federal government has turned lecturers into farmers and taxi drivers. Now, at this point, ASUU is not dancing around and skirting around the issues. They're saying, see, when it comes to our welfare, we're prioritizing it in this argument also, alongside the other agreements to improving universities and education in Nigeria. They're saying, see, our welfare package, our take-home pay, end poverty wage now is what they are putting out. Putting a statement they put out, they tagged it or titled it, our pay cannot take us home, end poverty wage now. And lamented that lecturers are the least paid in the world, Nigerian lecturers that is, describing their salary as a disgrace, which shows the premium which the Nigerian government placed on education in the country. So I'm sure they would have done homework about taking stock of what is paid in countries that they want to match us with, maybe not those ones who are below us. And things have, I mean, Mommy Z called the other day and was telling us a huge chicken that looks like a mini donkey is about 12,000 naira. I don't know if it's that huge though. And he tells you that the price of things have gone up, and people now see that their purchasing power have weakened a bit. And so ASUU this time around is coming fully to saying, see, our pay is something that we need to consider strongly here. Noted that the last time the salary of lecturers were increased was in 2009, accusing the federal government of weaponizing poverty against lecturers. So this time around, you know, it's already clear what it is their demands are looking at, focusing on and prioritizing with this, and they're warning about a strike in the near future. Well, and that is something else to contend with by the government. I see my phone lines are buzzing, seeing I don't have a lecturer. Remember, if you call in now, you don't get to call in again when I reel out the rest of the story. This is just one story. Hello? Hello? Okay. I just wanted to make it clear so that you don't call back and say you had called in and you didn't realize, to just let you know what it is. And we'll be going on a break any minute now, so there's no point taking any phone call. Let's just run for that quick break now.
Station. Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Let's talk.
This is Hard Facts. Hard Facts. On 95.1, Nigeria. And yes, just before you start to respond to the ASU thing in the government has turned lecturers into drivers, taxi drivers and farmers, just so you know that the government released 55.5 billion to universities based on some of the agreements they've had over the years. Even though, as you said, the condition to avoid another strike is for the government to immediately sign the renegotiated agreement completed since May 2021 and also end the evil reign of IPPIS and replace him with UTAS. So they're still standing on using UTAS instead of IPPIS. And just so you know, the government has since released 55.5 billion naira to universities meeting some of their demands. But they're saying you have to meet all of the demands at this point in time. And if they go on strike, they're going to stay on strike until every bit of it is met. Obasanjo is in the news. Former President Olusegun Obasanjo says the incumbent president, President Buhari, has done his best to proffer solution to the security challenges confronting the nation, adding that Nigerians should not expect more from the president. Obasanjo made this no weeks. This week, when leaders of social-cultural organizations met in Abuja at a retreat on inclusive security organized by Global Peace Foundation in collaboration with Vision Africa, the elder statesmen, including Obasanjo, Sultan of Sokoto, Alhaji Saad Abubakar, among others, lamented the incessant killings in the country, kidnapping, and called for collective actions to halt the worsening insecurity ubiquitous in the country. Speaking at the event, Obasanjo said Nigeria should stop wasting their time asking the president to proffer more solution, security solution that is, but should focus on the post-Buhari era. He said the truth is, President Buhari has done his best. That is what he can do. If you expect anything more than that, you're kicking a dead horse and there's no need. We must not fold our hands. How do we prepare for post-Buhari era? He's done his best. My prayer is that God will spare his life to see his term through. But what we do have after Buhari, what would we have then? What we should do is to make post-Buhari era better than what we have now. That is our responsibility, and it concerns every single one of us. So he's saying, you're kicking a dead horse if you're expecting more from this government. So it's going to be solution post-Buhari era. But we're looking at 2023. You're not going to tell us we're going to stay grappling with the security challenges and maintaining the status quo until then. I mean, you still have a right to demand for improvement and more. Because what would the next person really do? You have security apparatus at your disposal. You have this. Some would say what's lacking is the political will to set up the kind of architecture that is required to defeat the problem, because it just seems we're still dancing around the same old strategy we've been employing before, and the situation is getting any worse. But hey, I feel like if former Obasanjo listens to me, he will say you're flogging a dead horse. But you're the analyst today, so I will just take all of the reviews from you. Call me up on 0700-951-0000. Hello. Yes, you're welcome.
Thanks, sir.
All right, we're listening. You've got a minute, sir.
I am telling you, my dear ex-president Obasanjo has said it all. Just like an impotent man, what do you expect from somebody who is impotent? You cannot give him a grown woman, for him to perform. He has nothing to perform. That's, so to me, this government has nothing to perform.
Well, okay. Zinchang, are you still there? He did not say they have nothing. He just said they have done the best that they can, meaning all the tricks in the card, they've employed it already. And if you're asking for more, you just might be asking the wrong team. Hello?
Hello, Kim.
Yes, you're welcome.
Good luck.
Go ahead, good luck. 1 minute.
Yes. As for me, Buhari still has time to write his name in good. Because as for now, I want to just say something last time. You said that the time has passed that when somebody died, we will not be telling God to have mercy on the person. If the person is a bad person, we tell God says he's a bad person. If he's a good person, we tell God says he's a good person. So he still has few months to write his name in gold. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. And I can see someone also agreeing with that, Ibrahim. He said there's still time. There's still time for the president to prove a lot of people wrong. So much can still be done. Let's just continue to have faith and proper solutions to the problems that we're tackling now. Even Lion Bameda says no administration has tackled insecurity than Buhari. So the government apparently is not agreeing with people who are saying the government hasn't done enough. They're saying we have done the best so far in dealing with the insecurity we're grappling with. So you believe that the president and this administration can still do more beyond the reservations had by some? Yes, you're welcome. You've got 1 minute.
My dear, welcome.
Go ahead.
God bless you. Thank you. Yeah. So, Chief Police Romanzo has said it all. When people said that the president should wake up, I asked a lot of my friends, you will tell this man to wake up. He cannot wake up, he has already sleep. We need to agree with what the former president said. Because Obama just said it in the way he will not be judged from the people who are celebrating this government. Look at the say, coalition of one youth, say Obama just don't have more right to challenge Buhari, blah, blah, blah. They talk. Obama just has seen the hard right thing in the world that also. This is a government that if you tell them the truth, they will come after you, they will insult you. It's better let all of us continue to pray. Just like what you say, we are eating dead us. And if it's not true now, you look at what happened on Monday. What happened in America? Why quickly
right,
respond?
You
quickly send them condolence.
Adeumi, it's 1 minute you have, please, so that we hear more people. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mike, when blows.
Go ahead.
My response to Obasanjo. Yes, this government is, may not be able to do anything again. But one of the key problems confronting us in the issue of insecurity was caused by Obasanjo's regime. How do I mean? The telecoms that some of us have been saying can be a tool to monitor and prevent crime. Obasanjo put it down the way it is. Kim, if you remember, when we started using GSM in Nigeria in 2001, we were recharging our MTN with *555*1 to recharge our MTN. Somebody told us a certain percentage of that recharge was going to somebody's account, and we stopped using the *1. It's working. It means it's true. What do I? That time, instead of putting certain regulations on ground, that then even a goat or dog, waka goat, will sell SIM card for them. Look at that. Obasanjo just watched. That is what we are trying to correct. Some of us have been hammering on today. So Obasanjo cost it too.
Right.
For me, what I feel against Buhari. All the problems we are talking about, it's not
right,
just
Mike.
About where that started it.
Thank you so much, Michael Windblows. Hello.
Hello. Hey,
I'm fine and well. Welcome.
My name is Salasi.
Go ahead, Salasi.
I want to talk about what Obasanjo said. He says the truth. And this, the last caller has been talking about how to tackle this insecurity through our phones. As I'm speaking, my phone is registered. And these people, do you know that when these people kidnap, even the parents and they communicate. How about these school children that they have been rescued at Bethel Baptist Kaduna? How about the Avatar? How about the other ones that are being recovered? Can they get the intelligence? I was hearing a bandit, a audio record, how he was communicating with the family members of the kidnapped. They can't trust them. They can't get them. So, in fact, they have to do their best. And their best is good enough. I remember Burata say they have envy with insecurity. It's not the kick of a dying horse. And the Lai Muhammad say they have technically defeated the Boko Haram and the insecurity. But zero plan, they can't travel without policemen. I dare them to travel on their Nigeria road without
right.
policemen. Thank you,
Selassie. And just so you know, just to build on what the Minister of Information said, where he was speaking on Wednesday, today that is, that without the President, security situation would have been worse. At a news conference in Abuja, Lai Mohammed said that the President had made the issue of security a major plank of his administration. And the President has provided quality leadership to motivate security agencies to tackle insecurity. That no administration has tackled insecurity than the president. Well, given the fact that all that is still happening, some might not want to agree with him, but hey, he would have to sell what they have done so far. and left for Nigerians to interpret it. Hello? Good afternoon. Okay, nobody there. Let's move on. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the round table.
Yeah, this, I'm not asking with another woman at off. Yeah, Mike.
Go ahead, Timothy, 1 minute.
This, fella Obasanjo, at least, is one of our former leader. You know that he's a lazy man, always fight with his tools. As our president is there, then they can advise him what to do. Two of them are military, ex-military. If they cannot defeat the insecurity, I mean, whether it's civilian or you, it's just a kind of a war Trump on our president that time. That is a war.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Let's hear another caller.
Hello, good afternoon, Kimberly.
Yes, you're welcome.
Hello.
We can hear you, sir. Go ahead.
It's Kingsley calling.
All right, Kingsley, go ahead. 1 minute. Let's talk.
Hey. Yara has done his best. Obasanjo. He has done his best in terms of performance in office, right? He has done his best quite all right, but his best is not enough. In terms of security and welfare are the primary responsibility of any government. Hello?
We're listening.
If any government fails in all this, then it has lost its legitimacy. Under Buhari, this country has divided more than ever before. Under Buhari, life has become so cheap. Killings, abductions, and sacking of villages by armed herdsmen. Under Buhari, nepotism, marginalization, and religious sentiments are so glaring. Is this the change we voted for?
All right,
quite unfortunate.
Thank you. And remember, it's 1 minute only. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're welcome, sir.
Yeah. It's Innocent from Woman's Village.
Go ahead, Innocent.
I wonder, when somebody said they are all general, to put Nigeria in order, the person we know as today, President Muhammad Buhari, is the number one citizen, is the chief commander, chief commander in Afrobeat.
Commander in chief.
Afrobeat. Commander in chief. Correcting me. Whatever goes wrong in terms of leadership or security, we hold him accountable. Now, his term is almost over. His term is almost over, about 17 months or thereabouts. So, what he could not fix over 7 years, he could not fix it now. You know, I was the first person to ask President Muhammadu Buhari to resign in 2015. And everybody shouted on top of their
voice. Right,
say, why did I say so? And so I said, lack of manpower.
Thank you so much. Remember, it's 1 minute. On the point. Hello?
Hello, Kim. Good afternoon, Ma.
Good afternoon.
Compliment of the season.
Wish you Saint.
Yeah, my name is Saint Jenny Afemi. Still praying that he turned out to be a preacher. So. Obasanjo has said it, so there's nothing else we need to hear. I mean, seriously, we have changed service chiefs. It's like a carpenter blaming his tools. Oh, this one, that's why this is not working. That one, they bought new tools severally for you to still use. It still can't fix the problem. It's now not the problem of the tools anymore. It's your problem. And he should take responsibility for it. It's, you know, if we blamed and we hollered Jonathan out because of the insecurity, he has made it worse. It has exacerbated, and our children can't go to school. Our farmers can't go to farm. IDPs all over the place. Over how many thousands of Nigerians dead, killed. Investors are running away. You can't travel. Fuel is up. Electricity is up. Gas is up. So, I mean, what else do you want us to now? Look at the indices. It's not about personal hate or love. It's about the indices. And they point to one thing.
All right.
Absolute humongous failure. Thank you.
Thank you, Engineer Femi. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, you're welcome.
Good afternoon, my sister.
What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon, my sister.
What is your name, sir? Okay, apparently you cannot hear us. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome to the round table. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Olga Sonny.
Go ahead, sir, you've got a minute.
Yes, a bunch of you have said it all. If you look at the indices of what is happening and what should happen then, security-wise, it is worse than what we have then. And Obasanjo just make things easy for us so that you know when MTN line came out new, it's only the rich that can afford it. But today, everybody make it easy that everybody should be able to communicate comfortably at his own. Is that an evil thought of a leader? It's a good thought for me, but today, Buhari has promised us heaven and earth that he's going to bring his security to a barest minimum. But today, it's become worse than as we have now. And I don't even understand where we are going, but I believe that as a nation and as a country, as a people that prays, God will still help us and we will see the end of it.
All right.
And all of us will not die in the name of Jesus. That is all my own.
Amen. Thank you very much. Let's see another caller. Hello?
Hello, Auntie Kim. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, good afternoon.
We can hear you, sir. Go ahead. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Vince and I'm calling from Asokoro.
Go ahead, sir. 1 minute.
You know, Auntie Kim, the problem of this country cannot be solved overnight. Okay? I know this government, I'm not speaking for the government, but the government is not trying enough to tackle the menace in which this country is facing, okay? But I think Buhari should start on his best. He put in the best. His best is not yielding much result. He should try more. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Let's take this one and read one more story. Hello.
Good afternoon, Timberland.
Good afternoon, sir.
Mark my calling from office.
We're listening.
Okay. Obasanjo, he has come out to say the truth, but he shouldn't forget that 2014, there were five of them held meeting to make sure Buhari comes into power. Now he is there, and he's failing us. He has come out to tell us that this is the best we can get from the man. Is that the solution? People are dying every day. We still have more than a year before election. Should more people die before the election? It is not enough. He was a former leader. He was there as the head of state. He was there as a president. And then he's one of the people who stood for this man to be there. We want welfare. We want safety in this country. They should not come and be telling us this is the best this man can give. No, we want solution. Let me give shout to Honda.
Thank you very much, Maxman, for sticking to the clock. And, you know, there are already moves, calculations, permutations, and the likes for 2023. I'm sure those who are in the right corridor, political corridors, and have interest already stay doing their homework as to if they are interested, who were coming, all of the consultations, the meetings, the late night meetings, and all of that has already started. And one name that has become very prominent is that of Bola Tinubu, the All Progressive Congress stalwart. He says he will not reject calls to contest for the presidency in 2023. He stated this in Abuja yesterday after a meeting with members of the Northern Alliance Committee. While refusing to officially declare his ambition, he said political consultations were ongoing and several groups, including the Tinubu Support Group, the Southwest Agenda known as SWAGA, had set up campaign offices across the country, pressurizing former state governors to run for office. And whether he would ignore calls for him to contest, he said, I'm not going to turn them down, but I'm still consulting, particularly brainstorming with my friends. And I'll find a date to come out openly and tell Nigerians. The APC leader, however, said all hands must be on deck to assist the president by ensuring that he's not distracted. So focus should be on the government of the day. But when the time is right, he would let you know openly if he's going to throw his hat in the ring or he's going to be supporting someone else to do that. Now, close your eyes and think about it. a future post-Buhari is the man Bola Tinubu cut out to dealing with the enormous challenges we're grappling with as a country. That is, if he chooses to come out in the near future. Hello? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kim.
You're welcome.
Thank you. This is Tyra.
Good to hear from you. 1 minute, Tyra, please.
Yes. First of all, Bola Tinubu should not even think of coming back. We are tired of old men. It's time we go for young men, at least 50 downwards, or higher, 62, 65. We are not going up again. And for Obasanjo, he has said it. I know that they ought, both Atiku and all of them, all Saraki, everyone, they contributed to this man coming to power. But they are shocked that what they thought, they never saw. Because he has stuck to his gun of being a very tribalized man, that he doesn't want to listen to anybody's advice. And now look at what is happening to Nigerians. Do you think we are going to forget this man in a hurry? Do you think that we'll just be looking at him every day, people will be dying, and we'll just hope we'll take it to 2023? This is not fair. This is not how a government should be run. So Tinubu should just go and sit down.
All right.
We'll have enough of them.
Thank you, Tyra. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, you're welcome, sir.
Yeah, this is Emeka from Gwarimpa.
We're listening. Please turn off your radio, sir.
Yes, the little analysis you just analyzed or just made now, you said, Tinubu said he's not, first of all, he will not turn down any quest for him to run for presidency in 2023. And then he said he seek consultant. Is that not contradictory? He has already said he will not turn down, and there have been calls from people, especially from the southwest, for him to run. So he has already inadvertently declared that he's going to run. And we all knew, even before now, that he had ambition of running. In fact, that was, I don't know if it's official, or it's just a rumor that there was an agreement that after Buhari, he's going to be handed, the baton is going to be handed over. So I don't want to speculate. Let's just let that go. But if you look at it critically, just like the last caller said, Nigeria needs a youth right now. It's not that old men with their experience cannot, but now we need a vibrant youth can withstand. Because
All right.
as Nigeria, as it stands now, anybody who is above who's above 60,
All right, 58,
should not veer.
Thank you very much. Let's hear another caller. Hello.
Hi, Preeti.
Yes, you're welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right.
Thank you, Igambo. Go ahead. 1 minute.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the government, they have promised a lot and they give less. And that is why they can't give what they didn't have, absolutely. So I think that is the only thing that they have that they can be able to offer to Nigeria, absolutely. Because without discovering, there will be not recovery. So I think they can't give what they didn't have.
Hmm. All right, so agreeing with Obasanjo then. And looking at your messages, security-wise, Obasanjo has said it all. You can't give what you don't have. Olayinka Nuruddin from Aerofi Estate. Good afternoon. If Nigerians want more progress, Obasanjo should not be the man making any statements that would make headline. We all know the history, and he's not one of the best presidents. University on strike, Obasanjo and his VP were busy building private universities, says Raymond. And we have, yes, there's enough time for Mr. President to steady the ship and help the citizens, because no time is too late to eat food, provided that you are hungry. If you don't, you can never have a nice night's sleep. Let's all believe that something is possible to be done, only if he wishes, Emeka from NNPC quarters. And Comrade Obadibo says, did I hear you say the president still has time to make anything right? Please, let's desist from self-deceit. The man has missed his opportunity, and that is over. It's unfortunate. Geronimo Nemo says, Nigeria lacks the capacity to bring the carnage to a halt. I think what the next president should do is modernize our military, employ mass surveillance via email, internet, search histories, etc. He should avoid the attrition welfare of search and destroy technique. ASU and government, whenever people blame the masses for any rot in the country, I say a big lie. Why can't a government look up make fake promises. We copy examples, looking up, not down. The president and his supporters will soon attack Obasanjo for saying the truth, says Evans. We're going through a lot already. Hunger, insecurity, education, killings and the like is only God that can help us in the country. Gabriel from local Goma. And Itam from Buhari says, I think the former president is right somehow because it appears the government is bereft of ideas on how to tackle it again. Although I believe 1 year is enough to make a difference, if the administration is determined and wants to do it, let the president and his people rise from their slumber and snoring and do something in the right and hopefully different direction. Well, not surprised the information minister said that. He's just doing his job. But then, he's not the spokesman. Okay. And let's see there. Good. What else? I have lost. Okay, we didn't look at that story today, Godwin. Asking the president for more is like beating a dead horse, says Obasanjo. I'm proposing a motion that if there would be a phase four gross incompetence, the president will be that phase. Hakim from Gurki says the president hasn't performed well in this regard. Virtue from Aso Drive. Motivational speakers always tell us tough times don't last, but the regime and the suffering is bring seem to be lasting. Nigerians have not had it this bad in the history as a nation. What we went through during the civil war's child play compared to what Nigeria is going through today. If President Buhari can't do the job that he came into power for, he should vacate the office for someone who can. We can't continue like this. Too many excuses, yet he's staying put and enjoying all the privileges that comes with that particular office and yet not living up to expectation. Security situation in Nigeria. What happened to all the security vote for the past 20 years, both at the local, state and federal government levels? Otumba Yubanjo is asking. And it's unfortunate how things have turned. Only us can help ourselves. In God we trust. Who sent this one in? Please add your name next time. Okay. I think I need to run for a break now. Okay, let's look at more messages just before we run for the news. And here we have a living dog is better than a dead lion. Okay, Leo. Please permit me to disagree with Obasanjo. These are my grounds. PNB has not told us yet that he is tired. PNB has just recently declared Bandit as terrorist through the court. His rigid stand against secession and restructuring will likely cave in to intense pressure sooner rather than later. PMB's choice and support for his successor in 2023 can still go a long way in dousing the tension in the land. Edwin from Didi. Nuhu Taru says, Minister Lai Mohammed says, if not for President Buhari, insecurity would have been worse off. This is the most insensitive at the time when even the president's supporters are dismayed at his performance. The minister in a bid to satisfy his paymaster has lost touch with reality. The records are speaking crystal clear. And Shagun is saying, I'm a little disappointed in Tinubu to say he will make consultation over his ambition for 2023. Tinubu, who said together we're better off, and he knows Obasanjo came from the Southwest as president, why Southeast is the only region being left out in the South to rule. If truly together we're better off, why can't he be advocating for Southeast to become president come 2023 in order to unite the country? Like he said, if Tinubu contests for 2023, that means he's not patriotic, he's only after his pocket. The only way to change the present leadership is to be present politically. It's a hands-on issue. OBJ will always be OBJ, says you, Sani. Kim, for me, we don't need any old people again, says James. And what else am I missing? Recall that when Jonathan, whom Obasanjo brought and whom Boko Haram started under his watch, did his best and left, Buhari came and inherited it. He's trying his best and will continue to do so till the end of his tenure in 2023 and probably hand over to someone else who may do better or not. and truth must be told. Obasanjo has just made his point from the professional military angle. We must not lose sight of the fact that Buratai had predicted that dimension of the insurgency in the northeast, as long as it remains funded from outside and now in league with ISWA, will take the next 20 years. Remember that all insurgencies all over the world, the Irish Revolution, Army, British, has taken over 60 years and not completely over till now. And then we have Ethiopia versus the Tigray, and Afghanistan advisedly would keep watching and praying that it does not escalate beyond now and after that, the president says, Patrick from Abuja. Tinubu is a politician. I bet he would not run for presidency. He's just feeling the pulse of Nigeria's Akinjide Francis from Tunga Maje. Let's go on a break and then the news.